Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host Joe Truini, and we're certainly glad that you're able to spend a little time with us, and I guarantee you, you spend a little time with us, we're going to provide you some information you can use around your home, because you're at the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you'll find anywhere. We do have a lot to share with you coming up in this hour, talking about rusty bolts and how you deal with keeping those rusty bolts from being an eyesore. Also, I got a really cool grill I want to tell you about. This is grilling season. How about one that you hardly have to do anything but grab your smartphone? Also, when we're talking about tile, lots of different ways that you can use ceramic tile. There are times where it's better to use caulk than grout. How do you do that? How do you find the right caulk? We'll share with you that as well. House leveling, boy, is that an unsettling situation when you have a house that seems to be moving a little bit. We've got some tips for you there. Joe, you always have that great simple solution. Give us a little hint on what might be coming up in just a little bit.
Well, summer seems to be a time when you have lots of critters getting into your trash cans. If you need to store your trash outside, or maybe you put it outside for waiting for pickup, you know, some critters get into it and make a big mess. So I've got a really easy way to pest-proof your garbage cans.
Well, that sounds interesting. I'll tell you, just recently, you know, we have these large garbage cans with the two big wheels that you roll out right to the street, you know, once a week. I guess the truck itself kind of put a dent, kind of cracked it a little bit,
right,
where it didn't create a hole, but it created a place where it's almost like a flap that, you know, you could pull down. But who would pull that down? Well, something did. And so, I mean, this thing's, I mean, I swear it's probably 40, 50 gallons, you know, capacity there.
Yeah.
And that, I assume a raccoon or a possum or something like that, I guess, reached up there with one little paw and pulled the flap back, and he basically almost emptied that entire garbage can. Now, I'm talking about a hole that was about maybe 4 inches by 8 inches, something like that, and he pulled that flap back. He must have worked so hard, but he made a heck of a mess. That was a hard meal for him to get right there.
Yeah, it was like having a doggy door in your trash can. I'm sure he appreciated it because he had been trying to pry off that lid. Well, I bet it was a raccoon because they are unbelievably dexterous. What they can do with those
really
little
hands
are amazing. I've seen them like take locks apart, not like a key lock, but they like somehow get a locking device off of almost anything. The bears are the same way, but bears can overpower it. The raccoons are very, I bet it's a raccoon and it wouldn't take much. So I'm sure you'll probably be getting a thank you note for installing that doggy door.
Well, you know, it's amazing, you know, all the things that happen around your house at night. And I live a little bit out in the country, and but still right in the smack middle of town, all the things that take place. I know I had a little motion sensing night camera one time where we were trying to figure something, and it's just amazing. I'd like to put some of those cameras out again, because on the edge of the water I see tracks all the time, you know, back and forth. I don't know what they're eating down there. Maybe they got their little, I don't know, little raccoon fishing pole, and they go down there at night. And I don't know what they
might
do.
Just be going for the water.
We
have two streams on our property, and I have a trail camera I set up particularly in the winter just to see what's coming and going, because obviously in the snow you see tracks all over the place. And it's amazing. Basically all night long, there's something crawling around, like from as soon as the sun starts to go down. And just as the sun starts to come up, you know, they kind of disappear.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense as the cars and the people start coming out.
Well, I remember, I guess it was right about a year ago that you shot a picture out of your window of a bear hanging around, hanging around outside like that. Just saw the bear outside. That was interesting.
Yeah, come springtime, you have to take in the bird feeders because, you know, the bears just tear them apart. You know, because I hang seed, but I also hang suet, which is basically beef fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a bear coming out of hibernation. I mean, that is it's like filet mignon. So, and I've had to replace my bird feeder like 3 times, but finally I got smart and I just take it down earlier in spring than I usually do.
Hey, we want to hear from you here on Today's Homeowner Radio, and we make it as easy as possible. If you like to send emails, we like to get them, and you can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Or pick up the phone anytime, 24 hours a day, and give us a call at 800-946-4420.
Hey, Dan, I didn't get a chance to talk to you earlier in the week, but weren't you out of town? Where did you head out?
Yes, I was. I've been on the road, actually a little tired because we had some early mornings. We were up in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah.
I got to remember those 6 o'clock flights are really early because it's not six o'clock. It's not the 6 o'clock
That's
flight.
Right.
It's the 4 o'clock wake up call, so that you can get a shower, get ready, and drive to the airport in plenty of time. Because I have missed that little deadline before, where you know, like 45 minutes ahead of whatever, and I'm hauling my bags. Sorry, you're too late. And it's like sometimes they're just smiling.
they enjoy that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But so we had two very early mornings, one where we got up at 4 and one where we got up at 4:30, and then work all day long and no nap in the afternoon like you like to do. And let's hurry up.
I got to take my morning nap.
But I'll tell you what, it was very interesting. We were working with the Erie Insurance Company and doing some consumer awareness videos that we'll tell you about and we'll tell you where you can see later on. But I'm telling you, Joe, this was the most interesting. Of course, Erie Insurance Company is in about 13 or 14 states, but a phenomenal American story about the guy that started this back in the 20s and, you know, got a few people together to invest in it. And it's a phenomenal success. It's a Fortune 500 company and traded on the New York Stock Exchange and doing very, very well. But what we were there for is they have this, what they call their training facility, where they're training claims adjusters to do the right type of claim to make it accurate. And in order to do that, they feel that the claims adjusters really need to be involved in building something, tearing something apart that might be damaged. And they have just this facility. I would say the ceiling, this one big room, and I would say the ceiling in this room was probably 60 foot tall.
Wow.
And within this space, they have a three-story house that with all kinds of defects in it, all kinds of leaks, all kind of things that they, you know, simulate for the claims adjusters to understand.
Right.
And then they have sections of walls taking out. They have all kinds of, I never have seen a more detailed type of exhibit ever. And they have classes in there 3 weeks out of the month. And it's just amazing that a company would go that far. But as I was talking to them and everything, I really understood what they're trying to do. They're trying to provide the best service possible for their clients, that they're getting as accurate as possible. But it really was an amazing thing to see that. And of course, the folks there in Erie, when you're and this relates to you too, living there in Connecticut,
when there's good
weather, like during this time of the year, man, nobody's inside. Everybody's outside.
Yep.
They're at the concerts over here, the outdoor beer garden over here. They are everywhere outside enjoying that sunshine. It's just like, yay, winter's over.
Yeah, that's right. Come in February and you'll be very lonely walking along the streets of Erie. But we've often talked about the importance of having, you know, checking in with your homeowner's insurance agent every now and then, especially if you've made any improvements to your home, because you don't want anything to happen and call them and they say, what family room? I didn't know you added a family room.
Exactly.
So you should always, I know no one really interested in talking to insurance agents, but they're there to work for you. So you should check in with them every now and then.
And that's really one of the parts of the video that we were really emphasizing is guaranteed replacement policy. Because of the rising cost of the building materials right now, it's a significant thing, because if you have a fire, and hope you never do, or some kind of catastrophe, and they come and analyze it and everything and say, okay, according to your policy, we can pay $57,000. And then you're getting real life estimates and it's $90,000.
Right.
What do you do? Well, you can argue with an insurance company, but if your policy says this is the way it pays out, that's the way it pays out. So it is well worth it to spend the time and go sit down with that insurance agent and really understand exactly what your policy will cover. And because when you have any kind of damage, whether it's a storm or fire or whatever it is, you don't want that to worry about. You have plenty to worry about. But in this week's show, we're going to keep upbeat, not have to worry about some of those things, and share with you some great information coming up. We're going to talk about some rusty bolts, and if you have a situation similar to this homeowner, you'll want to know the solution that we have. We've got a lot to share with you on this week's show, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery, so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa Electronic Bidet Toilet Seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're so happy to have just some of the best radio stations in the country that carry the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Over 350 of them, including this one in South Dakota. Yankton, South Dakota, WNAX 570 AM and FM 104.1. We certainly appreciate you being a part of our show, a very important part of our show, and we want to help you with any challenge that you may have. Send us an email right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Or our very popular Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420. We're going to go right to that hotline right now. Cliff is on the phone. And Cliff, tell us about what's happening around that swimming pool of yours.
Well, I removed my diving board and pedestal base because the bolts had totally rusted and corroded and cut them flush with the concrete. And now I'm wondering what I need to do to keep the bolts from rusting. I was thinking about grinding them down below and maybe covering them up, or is there some chemical I can put on to keep them from rusting and leaving a rust stain on the concrete?
I got you. Yeah, I can see exactly what you're talking about there. How many bolts are there? Just a two or four?
Three.
Okay. All right. So I tried to guess it there.
Good.
I understand exactly what you're talking about there. First of all, it was not an easy thing, I'm sure, to cut them off flush that you have now. And several things here. First of all, do you have concrete, regular concrete around the pool?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Well, the only challenge anytime you're dealing with working with existing concrete is it's almost impossible to match it up. Now, you can get pretty close by using, some of the Quikrete mix in order to do that. And I would probably suggest taking a grinder. Man, make sure you wear those gloves and those glasses and all that. And then just go ahead and kind of cut that down as much as you possibly can, without affecting, and I'm talking about grinding it straight down from the top in like a 4-inch disc grinder with the right blade on it, and just kind of what I call honing it back and forth, just kind of grinding and grinding back and forth to where hopefully you can get it down at least a 1/4 inch or 3/8 of an inch below the surface of the concrete. At that point, I would suggest putting some type of metal primer on it. You might be able to, do something like I did this on a camper I remodeled one time, where I took a paper plate and I cut the same size hole that you're of the bolt. So you just cut it, and then you put that paper plate down over it, and then just you can spray the metal primer directly on top of it without getting it on the concrete itself. So you can go along, and I would put, while you got a chance, I would put 2 or 3 coats of that metal, really good metal primer, right on top of it, whether you spray it or whether you just dab it on with a brush, because it will rust and find its way back through if you're not coating that. Then after that, I would get a small bag of concrete patch from Quikrete. You can get it in a small bag or a little bucket, and then just carefully try not to get much on the adjacent areas, and just fill up just those holes. Now, it may or may not blend in completely, but it certainly will blend in a lot more than any rust coming up through there. Joe, any other suggestions for Cliff on this?
Yeah, Cliff, I wish you had called us before you cut them off flush, because you might have had a couple of other options. Do you have any idea if are these set in concrete as just a bolt that was set in prior to them pouring the concrete, or do you think they drilled it in or some kind of anchor in there?
They put a jig in before the concrete was poured and the bolts were in the jig.
So it's basically just a probably a hex head bolt that was cast into the concrete when they poured the concrete around. They just poured the concrete around the bolt like it's an anchor bolt.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, so you can't back them out anyway. I mean, you could try a couple of different things. If it was in some kind of anchor, if it was just a threaded bolt that went down into an anchor, you could sometimes just hammer them below the surface. And you could certainly try that. It might not work, but you can try to, you know, get a section of rebar or something like that, put it on top and just pound on it and see if you can drive it down. The other option is drilling it out, get a center punch and punch a hole right in the middle of that bolt and just drill it out as much as you can. And if you get out most of that metal, then you can use a hammer and a cold chisel and kind of crush what's remaining of that bolt inward into where you just drilled that hole. And just to get it below the surface. And this way you're not disturbing the concrete around it much. But I agree with Danny, you know, no matter what you use to patch it, it's probably going to be pretty obvious. You're going to have these three circular pieces of patched concrete. Now, what you could do is then, if there's a section of concrete, let's say it's 6 by 8 feet, that this is in the middle of, you know, where there are expansion joints or control joints on either side, you could resurface the whole area and it'll look like a brand new surface. But of course, then the whole area will look a little different than the rest of the concrete. So, but yeah, other than just drilling them out or grinding them out, now that they're busted off flush, there's really not much more you can do.
Okay. Yeah. All the ideas are great. And I thought about them. I just wanted to run it by you guys.
And since you have three bolts, you can try two or three different techniques. You want to try just drilling out one and see if that works. The good thing about drilling them out, like I said, is you just are dealing with that one, like, half inch diameter hole.
I appreciate it. And one thing I'll add real quick is anybody who's got a dive, they need to check these bolts periodically, because when I took the dive off, the bolts were just three rusted mounds. I could not differentiate between the bolts and the nuts and the washers.
Wow,
they were just,
wow. Yeah, boy, I tell you, when you're out, you know, out into the exposed, you know, out exposed like that, especially if you have any kind of salt in and around the pool and that kind of thing, it'll can you know, really corrode it very badly. And we've all seen the videos where the guys on the diving board, and they go out there and it breaks in half and that kind of thing. That's kind of embarrassing. But Cliff, hopefully this will help and hopefully it'll blend in well. And we certainly appreciate you being a part of the show today.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, sounds great. Well, good luck on that. And let's go right to some emails here. We'd love to get emails from you. And what we try to do throughout the show is answer as many of the emails as we possibly can. You can send yours right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Doreen in Pennsylvania writes in, "Hi, Danny. I've watched a few of your episodes where you've done some kitchen cabinet makeovers that were very helpful. Have you ever done a show on cabinet repairs and upgrades, especially relating to the inside of the base cabinets? Our base cabinets have slide-out shelves, but half of them are just broken. I'd like to remove all of the slide-out shelves and install permanent half shelves instead. Any tips on how to proceed?" Well, Doreen, I'll tell you what, you know, here's what I would tell homeowners a lot and convey to things. When you think about the cubic foot of storage you have in a cabinet, and then you look at the typical cabinet, even if you have slide outs, you're only using maybe 50% of it. So there's a lot more that you can utilize there by putting some of the simple pull out trays. Now, Home Depot has a lot of these. Closet Made is one brand that they carry in Home Depot. But you can also go to closetmade.com and be able to see all the different slide outs and pull outs and some spice racks and all kinds of ways that you can remove everything you have now, and you'll have a full versatile option in being able to add things in there that will, you know, will customize your cabinets for how you use it and what you'll be storing in it, and really utilizing that space a lot. Joe, I mean, it's you know, we've used these a lot, like the wire type plastic coated rack are pretty cool because you can see through it well, and they're lightweight and they're extremely easy to install. But I'm telling you, if you haven't looked through some of those cabinet options and those organizational options, it's crazy how much there are. Things that attach to the back of the door, things that attach to the floor of the cabinets, top of the cabinets, just about anything to get that space utilized better.
Yeah, there's plenty of kitchen hardware available to increase the storage, whether you didn't have it or you had it as Doreen has and you want to replace it. But the only thing I'll say is take careful measurements of the depth of your cabinet and the width of your cabinet, you know, from the front to the back and side to side, because these retrofit pieces of hardware are only expandable to a certain amount. So you don't want to buy one and bring it home and find out it's too large or too small for your space. So just take those two measurements before you go shopping.
And that's really a great project. Of course, I'm a big fan of organizing areas around your home. It's so gratifying. But if you're able to utilize those cabinets a little bit more, not that we need to cram any more in there, but if you're able to find what you have, it really is a positive thing. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. And when we come back, I want to share with you this grill that I saw recently that is pretty smart and makes grilling outside so simple by just picking up your smartphone. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if you love outdoor living, you're probably a big fan of cooking outside as well. But for some people, the downside of cooking on a grill is the fact that it's less precise than cooking on a stove or even a gas grill. So the folks at Next Grill set out to solve that problem by introducing the new Nevo Smart Grill. It's a two-burner, 44,000 BTU gas grill with 714 square inches of total cooking space. But what makes it really smart is the touchpad. Not only can you light the grill directly from the touchpad, but this pad also connects to your smartphone using NexFi smartphone technology. So you can check the firebox temperature or the temperature of your meat from wherever you are. So you can enjoy the great outdoors a lot more and babysit that grill a little bit less. Now, to find out more and to see a great video on the Next Grill Nevo Smart Grill, you can go to homedepot.com. Joe, I saw a video on this recently that our friend right. Jody Marks did, and that's actually was on the Today's Homeowner television show, and it just has a little probe that you put into whatever meat you have there,
right?
And then you close the lid, you're done, and then you sit, you know, sitting in the air conditioning watching the Yankees win another game, and you know, and you're able to see exactly you know, the temperature of the meat and the temperature of that, and you can adjust it from your phone. Now, boy, are
wow,
we ever ever getting lazy now? I mean, darn.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have a smartphone with apps on it, you know, I know I saw Danny's phone once, and the apps were actually leaking out of the hole outside. He had so many apps, so be careful. But yeah, this sounds like a great way, because the last thing you want to do is run out there and see smoke coming out, and the meat looks like an old shoe.
Man. We've all been there. We've all done that. Well, let's go right back to today's Homeowner Hotline. I encourage you to engage with us anytime you wish by calling 800-946-4420. Maria's on the phone with us from Indiana. Hey, I'm glad you're with us today. Tell us what's going on around your house.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, I am so excited about talking with you and Joe today, Danny. Thank you so much.
Well, we're excited that you're on the air with
us. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate that.
Well, what we're doing, my husband and I decided to renovate our master bathroom, which is about the size of an airplane bathroom, basically, with what was a really old bathtub. So we figured how hard could this be? We've been using the large format tile, the wood look, 6 inches by 24, and medium bed mortar. I've done a lot of research. I've watched everything that you have had to say about it, both of you.
Great.
And read through Joe's tile book. So thank you so much for all of that. But I'm using for my grout the custom building product sanded grout in a brown velvet color, which is a really dark brown.
Right.
And although I'm not at that stage yet, I know that I've heard you suggest to use caulk in the corners instead of grout because of the shifting as the house settles. But I can't find a grout color that's going to match, and I sure don't want to use white. What do I do?
Well, that's a great question. We often say, you know, our friends at Titebond talk about 200 different colors that are available. I don't know on, I haven't checked on Titebond.com lately to see if they have those colors outlined there and if you're able to buy through the site or not. But Joe, what would you recommend on this? Because I know there's, I can remember some paint stores that would actually custom make caulk for you, but you still, you know, are dealing with, you know, a grout that's out there. But I think it's a great idea that Maria's talking about here in using caulk that would be more flexible in those corners, because you're going to have a little bit of movement there. So you're the tile guru, as we say.
Okay.
So what would you recommend on that, Joe?
Well, Maria, first, appreciate you that you got the book and read the book, and hopefully it helped you out. But you're right. You're absolutely, Danny and I always say you never grout a joint where like a tile is meeting a tub or a backsplash is meeting a countertop in a kitchen, because they move separately and that grout is going to crack. So you're right. You need caulk. And Custom Building Products actually sells two types of caulk. They have an 100% silicone sealant and they have a ceramic tile caulk, which is a siliconized acrylic latex. The main difference is the silicone you clean up with paint thinner and the acrylic you clean up with water. The silicone sealant's much more durable. In any case, either would work in your case. And their silicone sealant comes in 41 colors, including, I think there are six of them that are a shade of brown. And then the ceramic tile caulk that they sell comes in 38 colors, and I think three or four are brown. So if you go on their website and look under products, you'll see grout materials. So the caulks and sealants are listed under a tab that says grout materials. And you can get some, you'll see the list of colors. And I'm assuming that those colors match the same name as the grout. So what was the name of your grout? What was that brown? Velvet brown?
Brown velvet.
So you might find one that's called brown velvet. If it's not titled that, then call their customer service. They have a great customer service. I've called it a few times.
Yeah.
And they're very helpful. And say, I have used brown velvet grout. What is the caulk that matches it? And then you can choose whether you want the silicone or the acrylic.
Well, it didn't occur to me to check with the Custom Building Products website. I thought I had looked everywhere, but I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's a little hard to find. Like I said, it's not listed under caulk, it's listed under grout materials, but you'll find it.
Oh, I appreciate that. Do you mind if I squeeze in one more quick question?
Well, we got a little bit of time. We'll give it a try. Go ahead.
So I had to buy this medium bed mortar for the large format tiles. Can I use that on the floor of the shower with the river pebble stone tiles?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Well, that's great. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, we're so glad you were part of the show today and everything. Sound like a fantastic project. So be easy on your husband now. Don't work him too hard. Give him a break every now and then.
Well, I'll do my very best.
Okay. Hey, we certainly hope you have a great weekend. Get a little work done, but also have a little fun around the house there. Thanks so much for being a part of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show today, Maria.
Yeah, and the one thing I forgot to mention to Maria, whenever you're looking for details like this, like the color, they always have a link that's called Technical Data Sheet. And so click on that, and you'll see much more information than they can just show on the website page.
There we go. Another great answer from my buddy Joe Truini. That's why we keep him along. Besides his good looks, his great humor, he also has some good ideas from time to time.
Yeah, Danny says I have a face for radio. Thank you very much.
Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about a potentially very serious situation in the house. House settling, what can you do, and how you can prevent it. We're going to share all of that with you when we come back right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find Luxrock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Today's homeowner is introducing a brand new podcast called Ask Danny. Each week, Danny chats with an industry friend to tackle your most commonly asked questions. They'll share pro tips and practical advice to help your project succeed. Plus, there's always a unique or funny story along the way. Because let's face it, improving your home never quite goes according to plan. You can find Ask Danny wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Today's Homeowner to find our channel and subscribe. And send us your questions at todayshomeowner.com/askdanny.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
Hey, are you currently getting the Today's Homeowner e-newsletter each week in your inbox? Well, if you're not, you really need to. I'm telling you, we are putting together so much great information that just by glancing at this, connecting to some of our videos that we have, will give you just some great quick information that some of the things that you might need to consider around your home. And it's so easy. Just go to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter and sign up today. Also, want to always encourage you to give us a call anytime we can help you at 800-946-4420. That's what Paul did from Henderson, Tennessee. He's on right now. Paul, tell us what's going on around your house. Glad you're part of the show today.
Well, the house that we're in is built in 1970, and it's never had gutters. And the house is settling on the back side. It's developing some cracks and sheetrock and slopes in the, like in the back bathroom. So I was just wondering if there was anything I could do to it.
Well, one of the things you want to do, first of all, gutters are so misunderstood. Certainly, gutters have a place on homes, but you really don't have to have gutters if you have proper drainage around your home. And as long as it doesn't create any kind of erosion or anything, or in this case, water potentially causing settling around the house, you want to make sure that any rain or water that gets in and around your house moves away from it quickly. So that's something that you can do right away, is to contour the, a lot of times it's a matter of just adding dirt right at the foundation area to slope that water, you know, 3 or 4 feet away from the foundation. If water is settling there right now, I would correct that as soon as possible. And gutters are fairly inexpensive. Adding the gutters there to divert more of that water will help as well. But now, as far as jacking that back up and moving it back up level, you may want to get a couple prices from some of the foundation companies. Boy, they're coming out of the woodwork these days. Everywhere I go, I see advertisement for these different companies and their different systems. And there is a little bit of a shadiness to some of those companies, but there's also some really good ones out there that may be able to raise that back up to a good level and then stabilize it for you and hopefully not cost you a lot of money. So you might want to get a couple opinions from that standpoint. But I'll tell you, if bricks have cracked and they raise that back up, they're most of the time will not go back together like they were, because just things happen along the way. But I think that would be the thing, is to get a couple prices on that, a couple opinions from people like that, and see just what they can do. May not get it back to 100%, but maybe 90% will make it look a lot better, but more importantly, will keep it from getting worse.
Okay. Well, I won't feel like I'm walking downhill going.
Yeah, that's kind of a uncomfortable situation when you have that kind of thing. Joe, what do you think? Any other comments for Paul?
Yeah, Paul, what kind of foundation do you have there?
It's on pier and beam. You know, there's a footer around the brick veneer, you know.
Right.
We had 20-ton jacks, and we were going to raise it. But, you know, with a brick veneer, we figured it'd probably just fall off.
Yeah, it might. So the house is on piers.
Yes.
Okay, well, that makes it a lot easier level it up, because you've got 8 piers or 12 piers, whatever. You have 12 places you can jack up and repair. I mean, you may have found some of those have just sunk into the ground. I assume that's probably the problem. And you might have to, people do this all the time. They dig out one pier at a time, pour a nice, big, healthy footing of concrete, which it might not have, and then, rebuild the pier. Depending on how many you need to do. I mean, I've seen people who are very handy do it themselves. Now, you have to be extremely careful. I mean, I'm talking like go beyond careful when you have to shore it all up, with cribbing and jacks. And, don't depend just on the jack either. You jack just to raise it,
right,
and then, you use cribbing and whatever, beams or whatever else to hold it in place.
Exactly.
So fortunately, you do have piers, and that's a relatively easy fix.
One of the best tools you can use in there, or best materials you can use, is a string. Get a good string that you can pull along that floor joist or that seal, the actual seal itself, the 8x8 or 6x6, whatever it is, and pull that string there. Get somebody to help you and pull it from one end to the other, and you can see exactly where it has deflected down, and that's where you can concentrate your efforts to raise that back up.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
All right, well, best of luck, and have it's always a lot of fun to put on that crawl suit, put on that hat, put on that headlamp, and head under the house. Home improvement is so glamorous. Have fun with it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Okay, our pleasure, Paul. Thanks so much, and have a great weekend. Boy, it's just such common sense when you think about if water is settling in one area,
right,
after a while, it just deteriorates the compaction in the soil under that particular pier.
Yep.
To be able to divert that water away from it, theoretically, will keep that from settling anymore, but still being able to shore it up and add additional concrete. Hopefully he's only dealing with just one pier that he has to worry about. Joe, what about that simple solution coming up?
Okay, how to pest-proof your garbage cans. You have critters getting into your garbage. I have a quick way to prevent that from happening.
All right, that sounds good. Okay, all of that and a whole lot more coming up right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com.
From installing a smart garage door opener, to installing a bathroom faucet, to removing a tree, The Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit homedepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Joe, it's now time for you, as they say, to earn your keep. So share with us another simple solution here, because we always look forward to it.
All right, Danny, thanks. This time of year where you keep your trash cans outside, you might notice that there are a lot of critters getting into it. So here's how to protect those garbage cans, those trash cans from getting messed up and dug into by various critters. So what you want to do is fill a spray bottle with ammonia, just straight ammonia, and spray the outside of the garbage cans. You spray right on the cans itself, cans and containers, whatever you have out there. And then also spray it on the ground, spray the ammonia on the ground around the garbage cans. And most critters, we're talking about raccoons and dogs and squirrels or whatever else you have, skunks, as soon as they smell the ammonia on the ground, they ordinarily don't even go near the trash cans. But if they do approach the trash cans, they'll get repelled by the ammonia on the cans themselves. And that's all you need to do. And, you know, most people put their trash cans out once a week. So, you know, I would do it once or twice, three times maybe. Once the animals get trained that these trash cans have that ammonia smell, they probably won't return. But that's all you need to do to keep those trash cans from getting knocked over and rummaged through by all those critters.
And, you know, you could have just a spray bottle there that you could have it handy wherever your garbage right. can is, or position it beside it or whatever, and kind of become a habit. That's a great idea. I think I'll try that, because I mentioned earlier in the show about how I've had a few invaders out there tearing into it. And, you know, I often think about, you know, the two or three raccoons, you know, it's like a gang. And they walk around yeah. at night, you know, and then you've seen these situations where like a army obstacle courses where you're challenged with getting up to a certain level right. and one jumps on one shoulder and then crawls up the back to the other shoulder. I can see that happening, you know.
Pushing him up into their trash can.
Right. Okay, Rocky, it's your turn to get on top. So go, yeah. you know, and you get up there and you lift the little lid and, you know, so because
and
they
Rocky
are smart,
starts throwing trash out.
Yeah,
to his
right over his
below.
Shoulders. And right. I'll tell you, I saw something, and this is kind of sad, but I was out in Las Vegas at a trade show, and I was walking up to a little convenience store there, beautiful weather and so forth, and I saw this guy. This is a homeless guy, and the wind was blowing like 30 miles an hour, and he was over at the trash can, at the dumpster, had the dumpster right. open, and he was just taking the trash and throwing it up in the air. And, you know, I guess he was looking for things,
right.
but it was going over the entire Vegas Strip, and I mean, you know, of course, you know, I don't want to go over there. You know, I was looking at him and everything,
yeah.
and I started to take a picture for whatever reason, and all of a sudden, I was his focus instead of that dumpster.
Uh-oh.
So he started walking towards me. Of course, I was right at the store, so I went in the store and came out, and he just glared at me the whole time while he was throwing stuff up in the air, like, come and challenge me if you would like. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was sad. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I didn't want to call the police on him or anything like that.
No.
I said, well, that's pretty sad. But hey, to change gears here just a little bit, we want to share with you what you can see, a very exciting episode on the Today's Homeowner television show that you can see this weekend. It's one of our last shows of our 24th season. We're already taping our milestone 25th season, but you can see this special show. And if you remember our big Backyard Paradise contest that we did in conjunction with Pavestone and Quikrete, well, you can see how it all came together in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we actually used some of the larger format, larger 2-foot by 2-foot pavers. And you would be amazed at how quick that me and the team put together these two separate patios. It's got a fireplace in there. It's got this really cool shade cover. If you're looking for a way to kind of provide a little bit of shade over one of your patios, you'll be amazed at how easy it is and how just attractive it is to have put a little splash of color in there and provide that shade. So go to todayshomeowner.com right now to find out where you can see it in your area. I guarantee you, you will appreciate this before and after picture and all of the fun that we did putting all of this together. Hey, that wraps up this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. Certainly glad that you were able to spend some time with me, Danny Lifford, and my co-host, Joe Truini. Thanks so much for being with us.